Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Yep, we're on.
All right, are we done yet?
Yep, we're good. Thanks for listening.
Wow, I thought we were going to try to go on an episode where we wanted to be here.
I don't think there'll ever be that episode.
Who said that? who gave
that? That was Ryan's personal call.
Wow. Okay. Whatever. This is Ryan.
Stub.
Roach.
Josh.
Jeff sucks.
Jeff's actually in the studio, looks pretty good today.
He's also, he's got a cane.
I mean, he does have a cane.
Which is just a roach weapon.
Really?
Yeah, Roach had the balls to mouth off to me with a cane in my hand.
He moved your table over, too.
What?
Yeah.
I have a cane.
He
didn't move it far enough.
Well, I know. He thought he was being swift over there.
Next week it'll be in the hall.
Old man does legitimately look alive today.
He does think he's smart.
Yeah, he's looking a little better today than he did last week.
So can we get an update, old man? How's life?
It's getting better. A little bit every day.
Sciatica update?
I'm good.
You're good.
I just watched
you're still
your
waddled in here, stupid.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, that's how you're gonna walk.
Well, why aren't you walking
normal?
I hope that's how he walks.
I do too.
I want to make
good.
Fun of him.
We need to go do something just so we can let him walk.
I
in
did
front of
last
us.
Weekend, and he couldn't go.
Yeah,
I figured you were driving pizzas.
I did wasn't. You go?
Yeah.
Oh. Where'd you go?
I went to run-ins.
Yeah.
I figured you were driving pizzas.
Going on. Sat at home the whole time.
I should have texted you.
Yeah, it's a little too long in the car for me.
I got to go back, though. I got to get a snowblower.
Roach looks like he's got a clean shave.
You're buying another snowblower.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't want to have the discussion.
I feel like he's got less hair than normal.
Okay.
Did you shave?
I shave all the time.
Yeah, but I thought, didn't you have a beard for a little bit?
I'm dying on the inside. This is the worst.
If you want to know about my shaving habits,
give us something.
Maybe we should post photos of them.
Well, so the part of the problem is Ryan decided that we needed to do an election night spectacular.
Oh, I got it.
And so now we're recording on a Tuesday night at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Right when we could be watching the election.
On election night, everybody voted, right?
Yeah. I have not yet. Yeah. I will be after the podcast.
What?
You didn't vote yet?
No.
He can vote when he wants to. What are you guys, anti-American?
Yeah.
Polls are still
open.
The place
is open until 9. I checked already online. So
I'm
going to
tell
you.
I had a professor in college who I think Josh will agree with. He said every time he went to vote, he'd look at the ballot. He'd vote straight vegetarian party.
I just
candidate.
Pick whoever. I just look at whoever has the funniest name, and I pick that.
That's probably a good call.
Well, because we're going to be hearing about him for whoever knows how long, so at least make the news fun.
Yeah, who was that? Wasn't there one guy that his last name was Penis or something?
Well, there was Wiener.
Wiener?
Wiener. Yeah.
Man, Anthony Penis.
Hey, what's worse, Penis or Wiener?
Penis, 100%
yeah.
Penis.
Yeah, I got to go with Penis.
Either way, if you were getting married and you were... Question was, do you take that name? Do you take that name?
I don't think so.
If you're his, you know, future wife and you're, hey, you can be Mrs. Wiener.
How much money's he got?
I feel like old man would love having that last name since he loves Wiener so much.
Same with like Mrs. Dick. You know, if your last name's Dick, do you take that last name?
There is that. Where was that?
There are lots
well,
of people
sure.
with last names.
I had
Dick.
A teacher, Mrs. Dick, in school. She was
it's
a good teacher.
It's just dumb that we even are talking about that.
Why?
It's a name.
I think that's Jeff's real name. Maybe it's his middle name.
So I asked, since it's election night, I asked.
A poll? A little voting?
No. Not a poll.
Jesus.
Something
Googled.
Completely different this time. I asked all of our listeners, because everybody that follows us on Twitter downloads our episodes. I said, I want some fictional races that we can debate tonight. So
I just, Ryan did work, and Ryan showed up 10 minutes early today.
True story.
I still say it's daylight savings.
He's really 50 minutes late.
He's shocked that no one noticed.
Yeah, he's like, wow, they're going to be pissed.
So are you guys ready for these fictional races?
Is one of them Roach for president?
No.
Because I would rule awesome.
You can put these people in any race you want. They can be running for any office. All right? First one, Captain Kirk versus Captain Picard.
Kirk.
Captain Crunch.
Nothing?
Oh, I got nothing.
Wow. Wow.
It's Kirk, obviously. Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
Kirk was too, he is too stupid.
He's real stupid. What's that got to do with it? No one can overact like him. He's awesome.
Yeah, no, he was just too much for me. They did all those romantic episodes, too. It was just too stupid. He was dumb.
Kirk.
No.
Old man, I got nothing.
Old man's just staying silent over there. He just doesn't care.
Well.
Josh, anything?
I'd probably go Picard.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
He's young.
We used to watch all
you don't
those.
Know any better.
Remember when we watched all those?
Yeah. I started watching it again.
Yeah, I can see that.
It was on Netflix, so I was watching.
Aren't they supposed to be coming back?
I watched the first and the second.
What, another generation?
No, I thought there was one out. There was another generation.
Wasn't there one out with the girl from Walking Dead? Or was that something else?
I think they made it, but it was like a CBS exclusive. You had to sign up for, I think it was a ploy to get you to sign up for their streaming site.
Yep, so the girl from Walking Dead was on there.
Which one?
I can't remember her name. She died. She was in the coffin.
Oh yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That happened a long time ago.
I've seen him, and I don't know what you're talking about. All right. Since that was just...
So Picard wins. Wonderful. Okay, keep going.
No, Kirk.
Count Chocula versus Captain Crunch.
Oh, Captain Crunch, hands down.
I mean, yeah, he's got military experience, which I like. Support the troops.
He's got military experience.
And, you know, Count Chocula, he's born into money. He thinks he earns it.
Plus, I don't think he's not American.
Yeah.
He's out.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't like either of them cereals.
Oh, I like
Captain You don't like Crunch. Any Captain Crunch cereals?
No.
Peanut butter what? Captain Crunch?
No. Peanut butter Crunch?
Blueberry?
No. I'd like to smack you with my freaking cane
yummy money?
Right now.
No.
I don't know if I've
I'm
ever had
Yummy
Mummy.
I'm old school with
Mommy.
The cereals.
I Yummy Mummy is
what?
Yeah, I'm old school with the cereals.
Yummy Mummy comes
Captain
out.
Captain Crunch has been around forever.
Frosted Flakes.
Captain Crunch, stupid. It's been around forever.
We didn't have fancy cereals when I was a kid.
Captain Crunch has probably been as long as Frosted Flakes.
We didn't even get little... Frosted Flakes. We got the off-brand Frosted Flakes.
Which are also called
Frosted
Flakes.
What year did Captain Crunch come out? Original. The original Captain Crunch and the original Frosted Flakes.
I'm saying it's got to be...
60s,
70s. Frosted Flakes might be before.
We used to get corn flakes for when I was really young.
That's
you have any idea how much sugar you had to put on them?
1963.
Captain Crunch, Frosted Flakes.
I just closed the window.
I think that's probably a little before that, wouldn't it be?
Corn flakes, I'm sure, have been around forever.
Corn flakes were like early 1900s.
Yeah,
corn flakes, but not Captain. He said,
yeah.
He said Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Here's Tiger.
When did
the ones with the tiger
come out? Did Frosted Flakes come Sunday? That's what... stupid Google. 1952.
Ah, I win.
Which means that we spent like half a century...
With no sugar.
With no and somebody
sugaring cornflakes.
It was, honest to goodness,
was
almost
Frosted Flakes the first sugar cereal, then?
I don't know, but cornflakes came out in 1906. So people were just eating plain cornflakes for like 45 years.
Not my house. It was a sugar fest.
I love how Idiot says he won when both of those came out at least 10 years before he was born.
I knew which one was first.
Was there an argument that Frosted Flakes was first?
The point was.
That would be a crazy world where somebody invents Frosted Flakes and then realizes they want to take the sugar off of it. That is insanity.
The whole point of it was that they were both out before you were born.
The whole point of it was Frosted Flakes came out before Captain Crunch.
But that has nothing. What does that have to do with it?
I was old school. I went to the early stuff.
You were old school, but they were both out before you were born.
I never liked Captain Crunch. I'm serious. We never had it in our house.
I like Captain Crunch, but you have to let it get soggy.
I don't know. I never.
Because that'll tear the roof of your mouth.
I don't even know if I've ever tried most of them.
If I thought I could make it down to the gun safe and back in time, I'd shoot them.
I want to know what was the first sugary cereal. Was it Frosted Flakes? I think it has to. Welcome to
Wikipedia Pod.
You don't think so?
No. The first cereal was cornflakes
that people put sugar on.
No, but it didn't.
He's talking about double stuffed.
What was the first people doing? Cereal. Ready? Are everybody ready?
Yeah, let's have everybody.
Oh, man. Do you want me to read you a short history of cereal from the New York Times?
Was it Necco's crunched up in a bowl?
Just get something. I like all the sugar cereals, though.
You guys talk for a minute. I'll find out something.
I'm telling you.
It used to be Sugar Smacks, then they changed it to, what is it, Honey Smacks?
I don't eat any of that stuff. I never had any.
All you eat is Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes and Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms is not old school, buddy.
I don't know when them came out, but...
I guarantee that was after.
That's after
Captain Crunch. And I can't eat Lucky Charms anymore.
Why?
Because they're all gluten-free and they taste funky.
He doesn't even know the difference.
They taste funky. I like spit them out.
He's Mr. Mountain Dew, man. He can't drink original Mountain Dew either.
I can, but I don't prefer it.
Right.
All right. I got basically what I'm seeing is after World War II.
After
World War II, the big breakfast cereal companies increasingly started to target children. Flour was refined. And sugar was added to improve the flavor for children. The new breakfast cereals began to look starkly different from their ancestors.
So it's like six years after that, right? 52? Yeah. So
old school.
Oh, here, I've got a... Well, yeah, let me watch this video about the...
I'm telling you, crushed up Oreos with milk was the first one.
So, yeah, but I don't think Oreos were out.
Oreos were either one of those.
I will not be Googling.
Come on.
No, I'm Googling it.
Google Oreos.
When were the Neccos out? I bet
Oreos are 70s.
No, weren't they like the...
I don't remember Hydraxes Oreos or something? The 70s.
Weren't the original Oreos like Hydraxes or something?
Yeah. Well, that's a knockoff.
Let's see.
No, that was the original. Oh, that's like Oreo like stole them.
It's like Wonkies.
Oh, that's good radio.
Those two
are looking for stuff on their computer.
I got some other stuff for you, though.
Those two debates.
Pop-Tarts, 1964. M&M's, anybody?
I don't know, 60s?
1941.
Ooh. Wow.
Chips Ahoy
were 1963.
Weren't the M&M's made for the war? So they could...
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
Oreo cookies.
Spam.
Whoa. War.
Whoa, but I'm not going to talk.
Now, this is kind of cheap, though. They're saying the first Oreo cookie, but not like the Oreo cookies we...
No, we need the Oreo cookies we...
What does it say?
1912.
No. Ah.
Yes.
Old school. Okay, what's the next question? I'm tired of
it. You're telling me that cookie was out? No way. There is no way that cookie was out.
We've been going for 5 minutes, and I'm half dead at this point.
Next question.
The Oreo biscuit.
I just can't.
The Oreo biscuit was first developed and produced
in 1912. You're a black hole.
No one no cares.
I want to know when the modern day Oreo came out.
Next question.
Can we have like do a book report?
Is it possible to get unfrosted flakes?
They're called cornflakes.
You idiot.
So those two debates that didn't turn into much of a debate came from At the Cabinet podcast.
You got anything else?
See, the Oreo...
I got more.
The Oreo sandwich was what they changed their name to.
Oh, my God, would you shut up?
Yeah. 1921.
Yeah.
And in 1948, they changed the name to the Oreo cream sandwich. When did they go to Oreo cookie?
1974, it was named the Oreo chocolate sandwich cookie.
There you go.
It's the same thing.
You're going to get the cane.
Bring it on.
Go ahead. Nobody else is.
I'm waiting for
right. you. Right. I got more, but you won't shut up about Oreos.
All right, well, hey, I'm...
Welcome to the History of Oreos podcast.
All right, well.
This week on cereal.
This one came from at Justin Miles X.
Hey, shout out Justin.
That'll be $50.
He asks, Mario versus Sonic.
Ugh, don't care.
I don't even know who Sonic is.
He's Mario for sure.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Mario for sure.
He's not a human, so he can't get a ballot.
That stupid crap. I was Space Invaders, man.
Would you rather vote for left Pong paddle or right Pong paddle?
Atari.
Yeah, Atari was it. Yeah.
I say Sonic all day long.
No chance.
You know what?
Yeah, Mario's younger.
Sonic's not even around anymore.
No, I think
he's
Mario.
He's not even human.
Sonic's done.
There wouldn't even be a Sonic if it wasn't for Mario.
Right.
Plus, listen, Mario, he's a plumber. He knows the working man's strife. I like that.
I think Mario is a better character and probably a better candidate. But the fact of the matter is, Sonic is going to knock on way more doors and talk to way more constituents.
Nah, Sonic is a little slimy. I don't think so. I think Sonic
He's crooked.
He is crooked.
Well, that seems to be what we're looking for now.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go, baby.
Can we get a political rant from Grumpy Old Man?
Next question.
Can I complain about one thing? Why is it you go to vote and then people think this is the place to have a conversation with their neighbor? Like, get out of the way. People are trying to get in and out. God sakes.
And
we're four deep waiting for two people to move. And the person up front's like, excuse me. There's people trying to leave here.
I was actually filling out my voting card tonight, and somebody, nice person, so I'm not saying any name, just walked right up to me. As I'm sitting there filling out, you know, you're supposed to have your little private.
Yeah.
He just walked right up, put his hand on my back.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk.
Started chit-chatting to me, and I'm like, I'm trying to vote here.
You know what? I personally like the other machines better.
Oh, I would too.
I do too.
Yeah, because you close the door inside.
Well,
I don't have to deal with all those
people.
You didn't have to worry about people looking around.
You
put the lever. Right. I think it was quicker too.
Oh, I like the door.
They changed because it's not as secure. You have the computer and the paper backups with the.
That's all.
So you know what?
That's just lies and made up stories.
Fake news.
That's just something we say so we can spend some money. Oh, it's totally unsecure. It only worked for 100 years.
How many elections do you think did come out with the proper result because of those machines?
Zero.
Back in my day, we used to tie our vote to a carrier.
There's
pigeon.
A certain amount of mistake in voting anyways. People vote for the wrong person, and old people fill in the wrong dots.
Oh, there you go. Attack the old people.
I waited in line behind somebody who couldn't put it in the right way. They got to turn it around. Guy has to come over.
Well, I will say this. It doesn't clearly show you
it
which way to
clear.
Put in.
You put it in forward.
Right.
Just common sense.
But it doesn't say which side you should put in.
Right. You could flip it over.
The back that has nothing on it?
Right. What angle? How do you know it doesn't read from the bottom?
Right.
Because there's a picture of the thing on the little thing.
But it also doesn't show you which end goes in first.
I don't know. I got it right, and I'm an idiot, so let me tell you.
I got it right, too, but what I'm saying is,
well, when it
does
kicks
the
out,
end, would the first name on the ballot go in first, or is it the last?
Okay, but when it kicks back out, do you not try a different way?
Well,
or you just keep shoving it in three times the same way? Keep
Actually,
kicking out?
I did mine the same way twice. Mine shoved out, and I put it back in, and it took it.
For those of you who don't live in New York, we use an electronic machine that we've used for, what, the past 10 years? And still people continue to act like it's the first time they've ever voted.
Well,
I don't like it.
For lots of people, it's like twice.
Yeah, I don't either. Hey, listen, I'll take whatever it takes to get a Roach's rant, and I'm happy we got one.
Well, that's what my wife said today, too. I just want to get out of there.
It hasn't been a Roach's rant lately.
You can't tell me they couldn't come up with a computer that puts it on the screen, and you check them with a mouse, and it prints a copy and records the copy.
Oh, I'm sure they could.
In today's world, yeah, it should just be a touch screen. You just, boom, touch it. Boom,
there's boom, no boom. Way in the world that a grandma would figure that out.
Yeah, good. Grandmas are dying. You know what? They're dying.
They're also like 80% of the people who vote.
What are you going to tell me next?
Good. That's not real. Why, you know, that's why nothing gets done on Social Security.
Oh, my.
Well, it's been a problem since I was like in high school, and nothing's gotten done because of these guys.
When did they say it's running out?
Well, the first year I can retire, 1920.
2034,
which is the first year I can collect.
Unless they do something.
That's why I'm collecting as soon as I retire.
That's the first year I'm eligible to collect.
Probably, the financial guys are telling us, collect the first year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It dries up and you'll be going, wait a minute, I want the bigger amount, but too late.
At 2034, if I'm not independently wealthy, I'm going to be 6 feet under. Just saying now.
2034 sounds like a made-up year.
Yeah.
I'll come to your funeral because you are not going to be independently wealthy.
Hey, that's fine. You heard it here first. All independently right. wealthy or 6 feet under.
You ready for a change of
pace? Wait, is he done?
I got the last one.
Our last one. Let's
spin it out.
This one comes from @ I like some games.
All right. Hey, @, shout out to you.
$50.
He's pretty confident that this is going to be the one that strikes gold.
Strikes the debate. Yeah,
okay, well, we'll see.
I'm going to
sit here silent
too.
Just because he's confident.
And my response to this before I continue was, unfortunately, they're both very real people, but I will accept it because those two idiots will tear each other apart. It's Grumpy Old Man versus Roach.
Oh, Grumpy Old Man.
Oh,
Without doubt.
Do we get weapons?
It's an election. It's not a fight.
Yeah, we're not fighting. I got the cane, idiot.
I don't know. I get the sympathy vote.
You know what? I'm moving to Canada.
That's still too close.
True.
I think I'm moving to Moon Canada.
I'm starting a caravan the opposite direction.
I think Jeff would win.
They look mean people in there.
Well, you know, you got to name people know who you are.
Their caravan's got, what, like 10,000 people?
Who knows who I
there?
Am in the United States, idiot?
People in this county.
I'll say that the name Roach kind of writes its own attack at us. Man.
I think Roach might win a few votes because of the name Roach.
For I said any office. It could be county dog catcher. I don't care.
I would pay to watch that race.
I wouldn't have to go president.
The people that don't know him,
will go.
I'll go for the dude that smokes pot. Give me Roach.
I don't smoke pot.
I want that guy.
The guy that walks the most funny.
I would love to see their ads though. The two of them do their an ad of Roach going door to door.
Yeah,
going from house to house.
The problem is Roach.
I'm not going door to door. It's America.
Walking in some parade or something.
Roach wouldn't have the patience when people start asking him dumb questions either.
How about
you're like, sit down, idiot? I'm not answering you.
You know what my first ad's going to be? Roach wants to kill you once you're hit 73.
How about my commercial, though? This commercial is Roach approved.
Oh, boy.
If it makes either of you feel better, you both think that you're not well known. But I Like Some Games is listed on Twitter, which is always accurate, as being from Switzerland. So you're both worldwide.
Oh, yeah. We're popular with the Swiss.
That's not going to help my votes. They can't vote in the United States.
Well, it could be any. It
maybe
could be,
you're running for Swiss president.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What do they have?
Do they have a premiere? Please, I Like Some Games, if you're listening, write in and let us know.
Let us know what you got. Well,
or we could just Google it for 15 minutes. That might
I
want
to
see.
You want me to tell you how
listening.
Many legislative districts are in?
I want to see if he or she's listening. So
it's the picture appears to be a gentleman.
Okay,
but,
so I want to see if he's listening.
Yeah, right. But in my mind, it's a lot like Wonder Woman, I think. That's how I'm picturing her.
That's how Switzerland is.
Yeah, that's how I'm picturing this person.
Maybe it's a catfish profile. Maybe it's Wonder Woman
trying
to reach out to you.
Trying to do the anti-catfish?
In my mind.
Yeah, it's the anti-cat.
Yeah.
She's, she can't let us know that she's trying to reach
she's
out.
She's too afraid to reach out to someone of Grumpy Old Man's stature.
She's afraid of your Aunt Bronwyn. That's what it is.
Hey, Jeff, how about this? We make a deal. Whoever wins, we fire our vice president and hire us, each other.
I'm in.
Then you get good money.
All right.
You don't have to do anything.
You guys can collude here off mic. We're going to take a break while you guys figure out how to bribe.
I think this is a crime.
And we're back.
Finally, let's go. You know, I got all day here to do this. All right,
here comes one for you. Would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that swayed to music or accordions for legs?
Didn't know where we were going.
Wow.
Two 10-inch appendages. I don't know if I could have that.
Can you?
Can you repeat?
My mind went back to Anthony Weiner.
I said 10-inch. And Ryan was already on wieners. I didn't even get the CH of inch in there.
I was ready to go. I want that one. Right there. Yes.
All right,
I'll
ready?
Take it.
Yeah, that's it. Either that's you get that one. Or...
It's not as easy as you think carrying that around.
Would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that sways to music or accordions for legs?
You got to go with the belly button.
Yeah, why would you want accordions
for legs?
You can't
have accordions for legs.
Yeah, you gotta go with the belly button.
And you know what? I think we could make money off of my 10-inch belly button.
Oh, yeah, you stick that out of your belly hole?
Oh, yeah.
We would love that.
Wait,
you know what?
Wait, hold on. What's a belly hole?
Listen, you get
an innie.
No, hold on. You don't get to go on before we figure out what the hell a belly hole is.
You open one button on your shirt. Let it out.
You get a boombox, you hit play, and the music starts, and all of a sudden your belly button.
Next thing you know, you got women all over you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll be.
You know
really...
what? You put a hat down below, and people start throwing dollar bills in there.
To what? Hold on.
This podcast can make more money.
So you think, now, you think
no,
women are going to be...
More than that.
You we haven't made a thing.
You
so.
Think women are going to be lining up to watch your belly button do the cha-cha slide?
Sure,
here's what I'm
not?
Thinking. If I could teach my other 10-inch appendage to... dance with it, I got big money.
I think accordion leg tap dancing sessions is the key to having your own Las Vegas live show every night. Big money.
Oh yeah, but you gotta walk around making
noise. You gotta walk around and
that's okay.
Every move you make,
that's okay.
My belly button's so doing nothing until the music plays.
I get a wheelchair.
When I'm tired, I stick the belly button back in.
Yeah, stick it in, turn the music off, you're good to go.
Who's to say the accordions have to keep playing? They have, like, things to secure them shut. I secure them shut, and
so
I walk around
walk around on your
walk around.
You're
still
going to
walk
around
the accordions. They're going to be collapsed, then.
I think the novelty of the belly button, the 10-inch belly button, is far more lucrative.
Oh, yeah, me
I disagree. I just think you can live a normal life with a belly button. No one needs to know.
Who wants to live a normal life? You got a 10-inch belly button.
I do. I don't want
to. Roach, you just have to be careful you don't grab the wrong thing, you know, on your free time.
My free time.
Like you'd be able to.
Wait, can you imagine that scene though? Roach comes out on stage, the shirt comes off, and the music starts playing, and that belly button's just twirling around down there.
This is the most disturbed belly dancing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's the one.
I could live my normal life.
Corky, all right, what do you got? We got anything else? Yeah. Call it a day.
Just can't call it a day yet.
Oh, all right.
Let's see. What was I going to go with next?
Oh, boy.
Oh, here's a good one. Would you rather have a runny nose for the rest of your life or cough after every word for the rest of your life?
Every word or sentence?
Every word.
Oh, that sucks. Both of those suck. There's no winner there.
There is no winner there.
Those do suck.
What do you want me to say? Would you rather have a runny nose for the rest of your life or eat a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Yes. I would eat the Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's a tough one.
I'm going with a cough. I don't talk that much. I don't like anybody to talk to anybody anyways.
Well, I need clarification, though. Can we stick some tissue up in your nose or something so it's not like dripping?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
I don't have to go around coughing all the time.
It's just a cough.
No, just right there. It's just...
It's like rhyming every episode.
I'm sorry, I have allergies.
That's a big deal. There you go.
A runny nose would suck all the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to deal with that. You got to wipe it all the time and get sore.
And you don't have to talk.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
You just don't talk.
That cough, your throat would become real raw real fast, though.
No, now you just don't talk.
Well, you get used to it, though, after a while. It'd be a while, it'd be raw, but then it would just...
I wish throat had that.
Muscle memory.
I wish he had too. That problem.
Then I would get an excuse why I didn't have to talk to people. I'd just be like...
Can't talk. You know what? When we decide to kill Roach, we can just tell people, oh, he's here. He's just not talking because he doesn't want to cough.
I decided to kill Roach months ago, but it just hasn't happened yet.
He can't figure out the combination on his line.
but you better hope I don't figure it out.
Was it my birthday?
All right, how about this one? All right, it's snowball fight time. You have to pick your opponent. Would you rather go against a cannon or Randy Johnson in his prime?
Oof, cannon.
Randy Bird Killer Johnson.
Cannon. I believe Randy Johnson would have better aim and would be able to hurt me more than a cannon would.
Does a cannon come out the same size as a regular snowball, though?
No, a little bigger.
Wait, so the cannon gets to shoot a cannonball, but Randy Johnson...
No, it's a snowball, but it's the size of a cannonball.
Whoa, okay. Now this changed. No, it has to be... Everything else has to be equal.
I'm turtling either way. I'm just giving up.
I'm taking Randy Johnson.
Yeah, you're taking a beating.
You just stay away from the home plate.
He'll find you. Randy Johnson is terrifying. Have you seen that video of him killing?
It takes 15 minutes between pitches. So
he had a lot of people.
He's
not
getting
even
old though. Now
have you seen the video of that bird just being obliterated when he throws his fastball?
That's why I say you can't go in front of the plate. You gotta stay away from the home plate.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's just staying on.
Yeah, it's in your backyard.
On the pitching mound.
He's just whipping
All he knows is throw it to a catcher. He doesn't know. You can't figure anything out.
I'm pretty sure he can beat your
ball. He's probably dumber than shit.
He's coming after you. He's not just standing on the pitcher's mound. He's looking for you.
Heck, he's probably stupider than dog nails.
Please. 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 I am begging you. I am begging you. If anyone out there knows anyone associated with Randy Johnson, if we could just get a moment of his time to throw a fastball at grumpy old man.
Hey, Stuff, you know Randy Johnson?
No.
Aim right at the left knee.
Please, if one of our five listeners out there knows Randy Johnson, please, can we just get a fastball?
Nobody knows Randy Johnson. Nobody knows Dax. Let's face it, we're done. Nobody knows him.
Does anybody know?
The dude in Switzerland maybe knows who Randy Johnson is.
He knows who Roach is.
He does know who Roach is. Does anybody know the Kardashians?
No, I'd like to.
Just throwing it out there.
Maybe. I'm going with the cannon on that one.
Why are you guys so scared of Randy Johnson?
He's moving around, coming at a cannon is hard to move around. You can easily, get away from that. You're not getting away from Randy Johnson.
Yeah, you are.
Randy Johnson's going to throw snowballs faster than a cannon's going to
reload. And that snowball's plucking you right in the head, and you're done.
I'll take Randy
Johnson. You guys
are out.
Turtling. Either way, they're going to get bored.
You know what else, too? Randy Johnson snowballs are going to be laced with tobacco spit. You're going to have tobacco spit snowballs coming at your head.
Yeah, you can't hit me.
Please. Please, does anybody know Randy Johnson? Please.
Nobody knows Randy Johnson. The five listeners don't even know who he is because he's been out of baseball for how long now?
Most people don't know who Randy Johnson is.
What did they didn't hit a name for him. What was it?
The Big Unit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The name they had for me, too.
He's what, like 6'10" and threw...
That's my wife's nickname.
I can't believe he stole my name.
How about this one? Would you rather 50% of the Earth's current population become complete geniuses, but you get 50% dumber, or you become a complete genius, but everyone on Earth gets 50% dumber?
Well, I think we've done this, haven't we?
We've done variations of this.
Very similar to this. And Roach goes for, I want to be the smarter one.
Yeah, stay status quo.
No, you should go with, everyone gets smarter but you, because you have the least to lose. You
know, he gets dumber, though.
You know what? Right?
He has the least to lose. 50%.
I don't even know why this is a question.
It's funny. I got out of the voting today, and I was literally thinking, Wouldn't it be awesome if, what is there, like 300 million people live in the United States? If that number was 1 million, and so there would be so much less people that I would have to see, that'd be awesome. It's like, so there's like, what, 8 billion? There's like 4 million in the world. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, with those numbers, though, you could be cutting it down to like 20 people live in your town.
Perfect. I love it. I go to vote, I don't have to wait in line.
With those numbers, we'd be down to about one listener.
Yeah, that's
everything. Everything gets subtracted. We're down to one listener.
I would go with the genius. Be the genius. Who cares if everybody else is dumber? They're already dumber. They get 50% dumber. I don't think they're even a notice.
I do too. This is not even a good question because you make every. Why would you want to make half the population smarter than you?
Because okay, so you're the super genius in the equation. What are you going to talk about or explain to anyone that they're going to understand? You're going to say, oh, don't do that. It's going to kill us all. And they're going to go, okay.
No, you're going to show them stuff that's like, they're going to go, huh? Oh, my God.
So why don't you just become a great magician?
And then they'll all be like, okay, that's our leader now because he has this technology that he knows how to use.
You're describing my day every day.
All right, how about this one? Would you rather be filthy
producer
rich?
Looks like he's getting tired over there.
I'm running out of questions here.
How about this one? Son of a...
Are you researching questions while we're talking?
Yeah, you guys are burning through questions here. Would you rather
give us a good one?
All right, now Roach, I'm gonna get 3 words into this question. You gotta let me finish. Would you rather be filthy rich and live 400 years ago, or have normal wealth, but get to live today?
Oh, 400 years ago, filthy rich. Every right, day. Let's you calculate. How much filthy rich 400 years
let's
ago
let's calculate 400. Oh, that's the 1600s.
Yeah. What are you buying? Like, I will take a new set of the best armor.
It's not about buying anything. It's I live in a castle and people do everything for me. Cook my food.
Okay.
Hunt stuff for me.
Crappy food.
I sit on a throne, wear
would
some jewelry.
Would you like to have some more potatoes, my liege?
Then I say, hey, sing a song. then someone starts singing.
You know, hold on. Dead. You know what they didn't have 400 years ago? Mountain Dew. Carbonation. Carbonation.
Yeah. I know the recipe.
Now, you could probably drink something that looks like Mountain Dew and they pull it out of their swampy well, but
I would rather be 400 years ago rich.
What was the other choice?
Or you live like just average wealth today.
That's what our life is.
So that's the option. Would you want to be really rich, but you get transported to the 1600s?
Oh, no, I don't think I would. I think I'd stay here.
You're crazy.
What's considered average wealth?
Me too.
You have enough to get by. Lower middle class.
Okay, give me a figure here.
I don't know. Just pick
give
a
me
life right now.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to take a pay cut.
I think either way, I'm getting richer. With average wealth. I think either way, I'm getting richer. So I'm in a win-win scenario here.
Oh.
I do like having an iPhone, though.
That's...
Ooh.
Technology's really
Roach
nice.
Or
you know what else?
The
There's no...
Don't
care about the how about antibiotics?
Ooh.
I'm good.
You get a paper cut and you die.
I'm good.
I do like not having to worry about syphilis.
Anybody sneezes, off of their head. Roach has a very low cold.
You know what?
Roach has never gotten sick, so
they're
he never has to worry.
Taking his money very fast, anyways.
No, that's not the option. It's you're rich and in charge. 400 years ago,
never said in charge.
Well, if I'm rich, I'm in charge.
I don't think so.
There's other rich people, idiot.
I pay a bunch of Gestapos to kick anybody's butt.
You know what? There are other rich people, and they don't have sciatica problems.
I'm definitely taking the rich 400 years ago.
What if it was like you could be wealthy, but you lose everything you have right now?
Done. I'm in.
Family, everything.
I don't really care that much about you guys. I'm in.
Do you know you lost them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I wouldn't want that if I didn't know.
All of a sudden, you're wealthy, but you live in Switzerland.
That's what makes it a good option, that you know you lost them.
Yeah,
are you dummy?
I wouldn't want to
I can buy happiness. I'm good.
You're in Switzerland now, but you have no...
I wouldn't want to live in a foreign country.
Your family and friends, everything you know here is gone.
I'm moving back to the U.S.
No, well, all right, you live in Washington.
Oh, I would
Seattle,
mind
Washington.
That'd be nice. Could go
but
there.
You know connection to your family here at all.
I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to.
Nobody
lose my
would
family.
Do that. Nobody would take that.
But ultimate wealth.
How wealthy?
The wealthiest.
If I don't remember any
much
of it.
Money? No, you remember.
You know, like
unlimited
the Matrix
wealth.
Or
unlimited
something.
Wealth.
Unlimited wealth, Roach.
Couldn't lose my family.
You own the Mountain Dew factory.
I could. Lose, I can't lose my family.
Your wife and kids aren't worth the Mountain Dew factory.
No, they're not.
Wow. You can make another family.
Yeah, that's easy. Well, unless you drink too much Mountain
you
Dew.
You get very attractive when you got the most money in the world.
Well, yeah, it's a good setup, but
yeah, straight Mountain Dew syrup is probably instant sperm killer. So you should probably avoid the syrup.
He doesn't. Well, he's not going to have kids. He doesn't care. He's wealthy. He's starting all over again.
Why is it just me? What about you, knuckleheads? Are you giving up your family?
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hey, did you ever take care of your issue yet?
I don't know. I have lots of issues.
He didn't take care of it, did he?
Specifically.
I am praying.
I am, like, too. I still hope it happens.
I pray every day. Oh. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. There's an announcement.
Yeah. Jeff, sorry. I can't grow the you know man week this year.
When
I wrote baby.
How long is
the
it to me? I got to do the math on
when
it.
When that baby is born, too. I'm calling him every day for a month straight to say, hey, you want to do a Home Depot run?
Home Depot
we're
run.
We're going to Dinosaur.
Can we keep the text to a limited?
I found out.
We'll drive by his house on our way to Man Week, yell out the window.
I was trying to
he'll
play my game last night, and you guys kept texting. It was
he'll have the baby,
he'll have
in,
the baby
the arms.
In his arms, waving with a tear running down his eye. Oh, that'd be great.
I got one more for you, and then we're
I just texted the group to say that, no, we can't keep texts to a minimum.
Seriously, I was
what
trying to play
text?
My game. Today? Last night, you guys texted like 12 times.
What game were you watching?
No, a game on my phone.
Oh, sorry. that. You know what game it was?
It's this farming game.
The haystacker.
And it delays when the text comes in, and it pees me off. I'm trying to play my game.
I don't know how I played that game for a while. I don't know how he can possibly
it's
play
it's the worst
it.
Game
that's
ever.
Because you didn't win like I
it's
did.
It's the worst game.
I'm winning it.
You don't win.
What are you winning?
I'm getting higher levels.
You should see how many hay bales he has in his barn. Oh, when winter comes, you'll be laughing.
I'm up to like level 73. I'm killing.
Look, I'm kind of pissed. We could have been out to eat Saturday, and you didn't even invite me.
I thought you were doing pizzas for sure. That's why.
So
I didn't
he didn't bother asking.
Never asked.
I literally thought.
You know what I did? Stay at home. Did nothing.
Well, I'll text you next week. I gotta go get this snowblower. That
Rick says he's gonna get us a date Friday or Saturday when he's off.
Okay. Again, let's make plans for something that no one else is involved.
Ready? Here we go. Last question. I gotta go vote.
Of the show?
Yep, this is it.
Ever? All right.
This could be our grand finale.
That'd be a good one.
Would you rather be born and have to live with an elephant trunk or a giraffe neck?
Okay, go ahead and say it, Jeff.
He's already got an
elephant
trunk. That mean I have two trunks?
Wiener, big wiener.
I have two elephant trunks.
I'm thinking the elephant truck. You know, I wouldn't have to like lean forward and get
drink. At least you'd have one.
I would go with the giraffe neck because as a short guy, it'd be nice to be able.
Yeah,
to
it'll be nice not to be able to get in any building.
Yeah. I could get in the building.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't
even sit here.
I'm not a giraffe. I have a giraffe neck.
I know.
The giraffe is
how
a
long
neck.
Is a giraffe
how
neck?
How long is a giraffe neck?
We need the average.
I don't know, but
I didn't think
we'd have an argument on whether or not one of
producer,
us is a giraffe.
Come on.
I know YouTube can't see this, but
I'm going with producer, giraffe neck because then I could win Olympic sprints.
Oh producer, good God. Don't you
say no, you couldn't. How long is a giraffe
what's the
neck?
Average giraffe neck?
6 feet.
Okay, I got this.
You'd be touching the ceiling.
Feet tall.
These are 10-foot ceilings. Your head will
I'm
be on the ceiling.
I'm right here. I'm good.
Yeah, you don't stand ever?
My head's up there, and I'm looking down at you pieces of crap right now.
No, your head.
I wish it were.
You got your head
I'm
bent
looking
over
down
all the time.
At your stupid elephant trunk. That's what I'm doing.
Nobody wants to see his elephant trunk.
Think about the elephant trunk. It's like an extra hand. You don't have to like lean forward to get food.
You know,
how long is the average elephant trunk?
You know what, Roach? We could wrap our elephant trunk right around his neck and choke the hell out of him.
Oh, I would. No, I don't like him.
Elephant's trunk is... I don't know.
8 feet.
Came up with, no, this can't be right. 6 to 7 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't that far off.
No, I'd say if you go with the elephant trunk, I think you got to make it at least short enough where you're not tripping over it constantly.
No. No, you don't. Then my neck needs to be shorter, too.
Well, the elephant trunk you can hold up, though.
If I got to have a 6 foot neck, then you guys got to have a 6 foot elephant trunk.
I'll take my 6 foot elephant trunk.
Yeah, I'm taking this
stupid long neck.
And I'm looking down at you two idiots.
No, you're not. You're going to have your head crunched over in a corner.
You're looking in from the window.
I'm looking right down.
Wish I could get into the house.
An 8 foot ceiling, he's got to lay on his back so his neck doesn't hit.
I go to a game, I never have to worry about somebody sitting in front of me.
You
got to
worry about beers getting whipped at you because your head's in another way.
It's all right. I'm good. I'm all right.
The guys 4 rows back are going to be having a contest all night.
Yeah.
Who can bean him in the head with a peanut?
Hey, bean that freaking giraffe neck.
I hate these giraffe neck people. They shouldn't be allowed in here.
That might be how we find Randy Johnson. We just keep taking him to sporting events until he gets hit with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball in the back of the head.
Well, I won't. I'm not going up against Randy Johnson. I took the cannon.
No, you will be going against Randy Johnson if you're in his way.
I'm saying the trunk is almost like having a third arm.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like grab my Mountain Dew. I'm
loving it. Hold on. For people listening, Roach just demonstrated to us via charades what drinking looks
how
like.
How'd that go again? Num, 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 num.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. You can cook, you're washing dishes, you got a third hand.
Look, Carter fell asleep.
All right, I think
we're good.
All right, see ya.
Jeff sucks.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.